Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It is 20 minutes to 4, and we've got a big game of footy early Sunday. Sydney hosting the Gold Coast Suns at the SCG, 4th taking on 8th. There's a lot to like about what the Damien Hardwick-led Gold Coast Suns are doing. They've got a familiar face holding the back line together. His name's Sam Collins. He's been good enough to join us on the show. Hey, mate, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Feels like this looks, I don't know whether you're a like a student of the game and a looker at fixtures and all of that sort of stuff. But in amongst what is an unbelievable round of games that we got to look forward to from tomorrow night for the rest of the weekend, yours is a big, big game. Yeah. Does it feel like a significant game for your footy team?
Oh, I think all of the games really are. But, yeah, you know, like us taking on Sydney, we love playing the Swans, especially at the SCG. You know, we perform really well there. So we're really excited to get down there against, you know, one of the most informed teams in the comp. And hopefully we can take it right up to them on Sunday.
What about the context of where you're at, Sam? Like you've got this, you know, this highly talented team full of young talent. You feel like you're heading in the right direction. You're in the mix of the season early. You're right in the cut and thrust of it all. And now you get a chance to test yourself against, you know, one of the absolute established front runners of the competition. Is there, in the middle of all of the games, do you get a moment where you see that challenge as being this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that as footballers, we all want to play against the best. And, you know, as you summed it up, Sydney are absolutely flying at the moment, and have been for almost the last decade or so. Like they're a really proud club, and they're a really great football club. And I suppose that's the best part about being a professional athlete, is being able to match yourself against the best, and that is Sydney at the moment. They're right up there. So yeah, it's really exciting. You know, we had a really great performance against GWS, and we just fell short. We put in a four quarter performance against the Hawks last week, and I think that if we can bring that and really challenge for all four quarters and play the game on our terms, then, you know, we're going to go a long way to winning that game.
Sam, now, something about it, when I hear the commentary about your team this year, and albeit we're in this early stages, but you guys have been here before, but there's a different narrative about what's going on. Now, I assume it's got a bit to do with the coaching staff, but from a system standpoint and the way in which you guys are going about it, is it vastly different to what it's been in the past?
Yeah, you're right. You probably nailed it in terms of having Dimmer here kind of, I don't know, maybe put the spotlight on our club a little bit more. But I think if I described when Dimmer first took over this pre-season that everyone in the football club, admin, the footy department, everyone kind of had a bit of a spring in their step, and they were just performing at that maybe 2 or 3% better than what they previously were. And that's probably how we're being portrayed in the community at the moment, is everyone's a bit excited about us. Everyone's got a bit of a pump in their step when they talk about the Sun. So, there is a bit to do with Dimmer, and there's a lot to do with the system he's implemented, and that's making us shine. But at the same time, it's like we do have highly talented players, but everyone's willing to sacrifice a little bit, and everyone's willing to play a role for the team. So I think that's what's kind of holding us in the games at the moment and making us look like a competitive footy side, is everyone kind of putting away their individual wants for, I suppose, the collective, and willing to sacrifice a bit, whether it's a couple of touches a game to hold a defensive layer or something like that. Everyone's willing to just do what they need to do.
And what about the level of accountability? Because you had that loss recently, and there was some pretty significant...
The doggy?
When you're up in... Well, yeah, I think it was the Doggies. And there were some sweeping changes, like a lot of changes.
Six or seven changes.
Outs, I think, which is a little unusual. I would have thought that's this stage of the season anyway. Does that? How do the players respond to that? Is that just part of the accountability process?
Yeah, I suppose it's a bit... I'm not sure if accountability is the right word, but it's more just Dimmer's getting a feel for our team and our list and kind
right.
of... what the right puzzle is that's going to maximise our team output. And I think it was pretty well received by the playing group in particular. You know, it was a really bold decision, but it was a really effective decision too. And I suppose, just sent the message that, like, we play a system, and as a club, we play a system, and we just need the players in there who are willing to do their role for the team. And, you know, we saw those three or four young guys come in that week. They were part of the changes and they really performed well just to the internal demands. And yeah, you know, it probably was a bold decision, but it was one that definitely paid off and it was one that really set up our season, I'd say.
Sam, I reckon it's the sort of decision that a first-year coach wouldn't necessarily have been brave enough to make. Maybe he wouldn't have been allowed to make it. But when you come into a club and you've got three medals around your neck, you clink a little bit when you walk, and there's a little jingling noise that follows you around the corridors whenever you start moving. He can make a decision like that, and everyone just goes, okay, we'll just go with it. This is no disrespect on Stewie Jew when I ask you this question at all, but is there a bit of extra loading that you attach to the advice that comes from Damien Hardwick, given the success that he's had?
Yeah, it's a really good question. It's a really good point. I think there definitely is, whether you know it or not. You know, when you speak to anyone who's, you know, won a premiership, let alone three, you definitely take what they say on board. Whether that's players that you meet, whether it's coaches that come in across your path, I think you definitely, yeah, you really do hang on what they say, and you really do believe in what they say. But I think the biggest thing Dimmer's brought is a confidence and a confidence that he's trying to instill in our playing group. You know, he's not afraid to make bold decisions, but he's also feeling it out, and he knows that, you know, a premiership isn't necessarily won in 1 week. So
yeah.
I think his goals are much longer sighted, and sometimes that vision might be hard to see when you're a player like myself. But yeah, when he's had that success and when he speaks so confidently and he really instills a lot of confidence in yourself as a playing group, it's easy to jump on board and back him in. And as I said, it paid off, and we're absolutely stoked with that.
Yeah, it's a good answer.
Last year you made a comment that you said that sometimes you struggle with your own confidence and that feeling of belonging, and that you're a capable footballer, and you reckon that that's something that probably never leave you, which can be a really healthy thing too, keep you on that edge. But speaking to my colleague here, Andy Maher, he's just talking about your pending free agency.
Well, at the end of next year,
yes.
Unrestricted free agent.
Correct. And he's suggesting that you're going to be a very, very big ticket item. Are you overcoming those confidence doubts, or how do you feel with the way you're going?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, as I said then, I still say it's something that'll definitely sit with me. But yeah, I suppose feeling comfortable at the level is maybe a place that I never really want to be, because I never really want to take the foot off the pedal. But yeah, I think that I do have more confidence in my skill set and my ability, and also just working on the mental part of the game in terms of knowing that key forwards are paid to kick goals and I'm paid to stop them, and sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. But
yes.
The next moment's really important, and how you carry yourself really infiltrates the team. So just having composure out on the field is, whether I'm had eight goals kicked on me like Nick Larkey did last year or two, how I carry myself goes a long way to instilling confidence in others, and and making sure that emotion's kind of stable on the field, because that's going to help the other five defenders play better, even if I'm not having the best day.
Just talking about scoring, Sam, and we massive regard for what you've done with your career and continue to do so. But but you're 101 games in your AFL career, and I think it's 101, and yet to trouble a scorer, either major or minor.
Well, I don't know whether he's travelling down there or not.
Well, I mean, come on, Sam. Can we just maybe one of these days when you've got the scoreboard in your favour, might you just push up a little higher than normal and get on the end of one?
Under 14,
just get on the end of one if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. No, this is something I've really been pushing for the last year. I think that other midfielders might, you know, just worry a bit if I was in the centre square bounce or something
right.
like that. But yeah, I did light it up at training one day. I kicked three goals in about 10 minutes when I got swung forward. So
right.
There's always hope, guys. But in the market, you've still got to kick it through the big stick.
I don't necessarily try. Just another matter that I need to bring up with you. I don't always necessarily trust Wikipedia with everything, although I do use it in this position quite regularly. But I notice on your Wikipedia page that under the nickname column, there's two. One is Colo, which I imagine is pretty stock standard for Collins.
Mm.
But the other one is The Monument.
Ooh.
Now, have you taken over editing capabilities on Wikipedia monument. And put the monument in yourself? Or is this, has this
chassis
at some
must
stage
be a good nick,
oh, he's a solidly built unit, Keith, but has this been a nickname of yours that's followed you around the place?
It definitely has not followed me around the place. It came about in my last year at Freo. I was up water skiing up at Lake Eildon, and some family friends of ours from Romsey commented on the size of me at the time and dubbed me the monument. But after that 2-day trip, I don't think it's come out since. So I might have to take over the editing and remove that one from Wikipedia.
That is outstanding. There's only a small group of people that know about this, and yet it's found its way onto your Wikipedia page. That is excellent work from someone.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll be proud with the outcome.
Hey, I need to ask you too, by the way. We're focusing on all these young players that are these academy kids that are swarming into your team and all this, you know, these first round draft picks that, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about. One that I think a lot of people were thinking might have been lost to Gold Coast after a couple of less than overly impressive years. What's happened to Sam Flanders since halfway through last year? He is a different player than the one that we saw struggling to get a game when he did get a game, struggling to get hold of the Sharon in his first 3 or 4 years at the level.
Yeah, geez, he's come on in absolute leaps and bounds. I think we saw the best of Sammy Flanders towards the back end of last season when Stephen King gave him a really good run in the midfield. And then I suppose he's always been a really impressive guy around the club in terms of the way he trains and the way he goes about it. But yeah, he kind of got his opportunity and really started to cement himself at the back end of last season. And then obviously he's kept rolling from there. And then that's another one of those decisions that maybe someone who doesn't have the clarity of mind, unlike Dimmer, wouldn't have seen. But to move him to half back has been absolutely amazing for us in the back line and us as a team, because he's such a sweet user of the ball. He's such a composed mind. And we're absolutely seeing the best of him. And I think that he's just going to get better as he practices more and has more time in the back line. But he's been absolutely phenomenal for us and will continue to be.
Sam, we've seen a couple of incidents actually last week and throughout the first few games. In particular, Zach Butters, Andy and I were talking about Charlie Cameron, how he got let off. Is there, with some of the things from a player's perspective that I assume that you see, does it create a little bit of uncertainty or confusion about what you can and can't do in certain circumstances?
Yeah, I suppose the game is really hard in terms of how you attack the ball and the positions that you put yourself in. But yeah, it definitely can be, confusing when you look back on it and you see the outcomes of some of those decisions. But I think in the moment in the game that you're not really thinking about those, and you're back that, you know, you learn to protect yourself and go into the contest with good form, and B, you've also learned to tackle or contest the ball in the right way. But, you know, it's a contest game, and it's really hard to adjudicate, and it's also really hard to play. So guys are going to make some mistakes out there, and I think that the game's never going to be completely safe, and I think as we as players understand that. But I think the AFL's going a really good way in terms of protecting the player, and it's just a bit of a teething issue at the moment.
And just before we let you go, is your old man going to go back-to-back at Donvale this year? Is he defending coach with the Donvale boys after last year's triumph?
Yeah, they'll be going back-to-back, he reckons. He's talking a big game. He's fallen from grace since his 1994 Division 1 premiership. But, you know, two in Division 3 back-to-back would be nice. I think they're all pumped down at Donvale. So if you need to go down for a watch, go down there for sure.
That's a nice little clip for him on the way through there, Sam. Nicely done. Hey, it's a big game this Sunday. We can't wait. It's a fantastic round of footy, and the Gold Coast Sydney game sits comfortably amongst the most interesting games this weekend. We wish you well, mate. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Sam Collins from the Gold Coast Suns.